It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And the Associated Press preseason football rankings are holding up pretty darn well. Every August, the Associated Press releases their preseason college football rankings. And most years, this is simply a glorified beauty contest. The most popular brands usually show up near the top of their list. Once each team has played one or two football games, though, against worthy competitors, the pretenders will drop like flies from the rankings. But this year has been a bit of an outlier. After the first four games of the college football season, the AP preseason rankings are still looking remarkably good. Only seven of the original top 25 teams have fallen out of the elite AP voters group after the opening month of play. Now, I'm going to post my own SwampSwamiSports.com college football rankings beginning after next weekend's games.
Yes!
I prefer to let the month of September end so that we may better evaluate each team's best win of the season at that point. But before we do that next week, let's take an opportunity to analyze how well the initial AP preseason top 25 has actually fared through the first month of competition. Let's go. At number one in the preseason, and still number one, is Georgia at 4-0. The two-time defending national champions may have the easiest schedule in major college football this season. The Dogs do not play a ranked team until the weekend of October 28th, and that's Florida, currently ranked number 22. After that, UGA plays Missouri at 23, Ole Miss number 20, and Tennessee number 21, but by that time, it's unlikely that more than maybe two of those four teams are going to be ranked. Georgia's easy schedule may come back to bite them, though, later this year if they haven't been toughened up by playing harder opponents. In spot number two, the Michigan Wolverines are 4-0, and they remain number two. Coach John Harbaugh is now back on the sidelines with his team after his four-week suspension throughout the cupcake part of their season. And just like Georgia, the Wolverines play relatively weak competition this year. The first ranked opponent on the schedule will be Penn State, currently number six, on November 11th. That's right, the month of November before Michigan plays anybody tough. How about that? In the preseason at number three was Ohio State. They're 4-0 and now ranked number four today. Now, Ohio State scored on the final play of the game against a legitimate opponent, Notre Dame, last Saturday night in South Bend. But afterwards, we learned that the Irish only had 10 defenders on the field when Ohio State's running back scored from just 1 yard out. So, who has the luck of the Irish? Yeah, Ohio State. The Buckeyes, like Michigan, do not face another top 25 opponent until they host Penn State on October 21st. The preseason number four team was Alabama. They're now 3-1 and ranked number 12. After Bama lost at home to Texas in week number two, Ole Miss came to Tuscaloosa last Saturday looking to add to the Nick Saban retirement rumors. Unfortunately for Coach Lane Kiffin, the second half of that game was played. Alabama won 24-10. Now, Bama still has some quarterback issues, as Jalen Milroe was fortunate not to have been picked off more than just one time Saturday. Alabama cannot afford to lose another game if they expect to make the college football playoffs. In the preseason number five position was LSU. They're 3-1 right now and ranked number 13. Like Alabama, the Tigers lost an early season game to Florida State. FSU is still unbeaten, though, and is now the favorite to win the ACC title. The LSU defensive backfield, though, has been picked apart twice this season, first by Florida State and last weekend by Arkansas. LSU must outscore its opponents then, and like Alabama, the Tigers cannot afford to lose another game this season in order to make the college football playoffs. At number six in the preseason, and ranked number eight today, is USC. They're 4-0. The Trojans' offense is as potent as expected. It's the defense which keeps opponents in the game with USC. The Trojans face tough road games coming up at Colorado, Notre Dame, and Oregon in the weeks ahead. If they tiptoe to a conference title, though, unbeaten, they will deserve a playoff spot. In the preseason number seven was Penn State. At 4-0, they're now number six. Like Michigan and Ohio State, majority of Big Ten opponents are just subpar tests for teams like Penn State. So a road trip to Ohio State in late October will be the Nittany Lions' first really big test. In the preseason number eight position was Florida State. They're now 4-0 and ranked number 5. FSU blew LSU off the field in the second half of their season opening game. And on Saturday last week, they traveled to perennial ACC powerhouse Clemson and prevailed in overtime. The Seminoles have very few tough tests left on their schedule and, in my opinion, have the second easiest road to the college football playoffs behind Georgia. In the number 9 preseason slot was Clemson. They're now 2-2 and gone from the AP Top 25 this week. Conference losses at Duke and the Florida State last weekend have ended Clemson's chances of making the playoffs. In the preseason number 10 was Washington. At 4-0, they're now number 7. The Michael Penix Show has been putting up points like a pinball game for the Huskies thus far. But how will this team react when they face a tougher opponent like Oregon and Utah and USC very soon? The preseason rankings showed Texas at number 11. The Longhorns are now 4-0 and ranked number 4. The Longhorns manhandled Alabama on the road on national TV early this year. Games against upstart Kansas, who's 4-0, and Oklahoma, who's 4-0, are coming up in the next 2 weeks for Texas. If the Horns are 6-0 by then, though, they may indeed be finally back. At the preseason number 12 position was Tennessee. Now, the Volunteers are 3-1 right now and have dropped down to number 21. The Vols were ambushed by a hungry Florida Gators team in Gainesville a couple of weekends ago. The schedule, though, is not very easy for Tennessee over the next month. And with questions at their quarterback position, Tennessee needs to improve quickly to remain a contender. The preseason number 13 team was Notre Dame. They're now 3-1 and ranked number 11. Yes, Notre Dame has risen a couple of spots despite losing a game at home to Ohio State on the last play of the game. The Irish will now travel to surprising Duke this weekend and then must face USC and Clemson in the remaining schedule. They cannot afford to lose another game to be considered for the college football Final Four. The preseason number 14 team this year was Utah. Now they are 4-0 and ranked up to number 10. The Utes are winning their games without their Heisman candidate quarterback, Cam Rising. But the hardest part of the Pac-12 schedule remains for the Utes. They must run the table and finish unbeaten in order to push one of those brand name teams out of playoff contention. The preseason number 15 team was Oregon. The Ducks are now 4-0 and ranked number 9. The Ducks humiliated Deion Sanders' Colorado Buffaloes by running up the score last weekend in Eugene. But karma has a way of returning to get you guys. I expect the Ducks will slip on a banana peel in Pac-12 play at some point. I guess we'll find out soon enough. The number 16 team in the preseason rankings was Kansas State. At 3-1, K-State is now out of the rankings. The Wildcats lost a road game at 4-0 Missouri on a 61-yard field goal on the last play of the game. Personally, I think the Wildcats deserve a top 25 spot because that's a hard way to lose, but they'll have to earn it from those skittish AP voters. The Kansas State Wildcats will visit Texas on November 4th in what should be a dandy game. The preseason number 17 was TCU. The Frogs are now 3-1, but out of the rankings. TCU's home loss to Colorado on national television boiled the Frogs right out of the title hunt. This is a very dangerous team which can ruin the season for Texas or Oklahoma in the Big 12 later on this fall. The preseason number 18 team was Oregon State. The Beavers are now 3-1 and ranked number 19? Yep, the Beavers lost by just 3 points at Washington State last weekend. They'll now host Utah this Friday night on FS1 with a chance to move up a few spots in the rankings. Oregon State, like so many others, must win all their remaining games, though, for playoff consideration. At number 19 in the preseason was Wisconsin. They're now 3-1 and out of the rankings. After losing early this year at Washington State, the Badgers' soft Big Ten schedule now includes home games with both Iowa and Ohio State. Their chances are there, but they're minuscule. At number 20 in the preseason was Oklahoma. They are now 4-0 and ranked number 14 this week. As usual, OU has played a relatively easy opening schedule at this point in the season. The annual State Fair game versus Texas in Dallas is coming up on October 7th. Now, I don't trust Oklahoma to roll through the Big 12 unbeaten. You're going to have to prove me wrong, Sooners. At the preseason number 21 was North Carolina. They're now 4-0 and ranked at number 15. UNC escaped, barely, in their matchup against Appalachian State early this year. Now, this team's schedule is squeezably soft. Like Oklahoma, the Tar Heels must go unbeaten, though, to warrant some serious consideration for the college football playoffs. I don't trust North Carolina any more than I do Oklahoma. You're going to have to show me. At number 22 in the preseason rankings was Ole Miss. Now, the Rebels are 3-1 and ranked this week at number 20, so they've moved up two spots. After a solid win at Tulane to open their season, Ole Miss laid an egg at Alabama last weekend in a 24-10 loss. The redemption, though, is at hand for Ole Miss. LSU rolls into the Grove this weekend in what should be a dandy SEC matchup. That game will be coming up Saturday, 5 p.m. on ESPN. The loser of this game has absolutely zero playoff chances. The preseason number 23 this year, according to the AP, was Texas A&M. The Aggies are now 3-1, but they are out of the top 25. On paper, the Aggies should have a top 10 team with such highly ranked recruiting classes. Alas, that is why the games are played, right? An embarrassing 48-33 loss at Miami means that the Aggies, like others at the bottom of this group, must run the SEC table for college football consideration. That means they're going to have to beat Arkansas, Alabama, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and LSU. If they do it, they deserve it. Just don't count on it. The preseason number 24 was Tulane. The Greenies are now 3-1 and out of the AP rankings. The Green Waves' home loss to Ole Miss was enough for AP voters to toss them overboard. The Greenies can still win the American Athletic Conference, though, and play in a major bowl if they finish the regular season at 11-1. And the preseason number 25 this year was Iowa. They're now 3-1 and out of the AP rankings as well. Now, the Hawkeyes, in my opinion, never should have been number 25 to start with their absolutely putrid offense. However, they, like a few of the other Big Ten teams, have a very easy remaining schedule. There are no currently ranked teams left on Iowa's schedule to play. And I do love their black and gold uniforms. Now, the teams which were not ranked by the AP at the start of the season, but are in there after week number 4 are number 16, Washington State at 4-0, number 17, Duke at 4-0, number 18, Miami at 4-0, number 22, Florida, the Gators are 3-1, number 23 is Missouri at 4-0, 24 is Kansas at 4-0, and number 25 from the Mountain West, Fresno State at 4-0. Now, these new entrants into the AP Top 25 this week have earned their time in the spotlight, well, at least for now. And we're going to see how everyone stacks up in this group against the very first SwampSwamiSports.com college football rankings starting early next week. Come back and see us.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.